Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Digital Gold, The Untold Story of Bitcoin. Speaking of Bitcoin, anyone who understands technology is more or less aware of its roller coaster-like ups and downs. Maybe some of you also understand the technical principles behind it, or even hold bitcoins. In any case, through today's bookie, you will gain a more comprehensive understanding of Bitcoin, the new currency born in the digital age. Bitcoin was initially designed to be used as a virtual currency to carry out payment transactions. Throughout human history, gold, shells, tobacco, and many other objects have been used as currency. The difference between Bitcoin and these objects is that it is not a physical entity, but rather a virtual currency. Initially, it only took a few cents to buy a Bitcoin. However, as more and more people became optimistic about Bitcoin, its price was pushed higher and higher. The price reached a record high on December 17, 2017, when one Bitcoin was worth $19,850. However, after less than a year, on November 25, 2018, its price fell below $4,000. By now, you may have some doubts about its practical use. Since Bitcoin is a virtual currency, is anyone actually using it in daily life? As a currency, what institution issues Bitcoins and how do they circulate? What made Bitcoin so attractive that its price grew so high? Don't worry, we will take you on a journey to learn the whole story of Bitcoin. The book Digital Gold tells us how Bitcoin, which once caused a whirlwind in the global financial and technological industry, was born. The book also gives a step-by-step explanation of how Bitcoin became more popular and why Bitcoin's future is still full of uncertainties even after winning the approval of many tech elites. The book is part popular science and part narrative. It explains many concepts in an easy-to-understand manner, and also narrates clearly the ins and outs of the development of Bitcoin. The author of the book, Nathaniel Popper, is an outstanding financial reporter for the New York Times and a Harvard graduate. To tell the story of Bitcoin to the world, he spent several years conducting interviews and consulting different sources so that he could write this book. Now, let's gain a better understanding of the crazy Bitcoin world together. We'll share with you the key points of this book in three parts. Part 1, what is Bitcoin? Part 2, who drove the development of Bitcoin? Part 3, who influenced the Bitcoin market? First, let's learn what Bitcoin is. Bit is used to indicate the smallest piece of information content unit in the computer field, and coin brings to mind money. As the name suggests, Bitcoin is a currency that exists in the realm of the internet. It is a virtual currency, so it has no physical form. In other words, Bitcoin is money that is used entirely online. However, the principle behind Bitcoin is far more profound and extensive than the concept of simply money spent online. Next, let's get to know Bitcoin more thoroughly from several different angles. First, Bitcoin is a decentralized virtual currency. How do we understand decentralization? To do this, we need to compare Bitcoin with currencies we already know. Let's take the dollar for example. The dollar is issued by the US Federal Reserve. It can be recognized by everyone as a medium of exchange because it is backed by the US government's credit. The dollar is just a piece of paper without the government's credit guarantee. Issued by the US Central Bank and guaranteed by government credit, the dollar is a centralized currency. What are the disadvantages of centralized currency? Because a country controls the issuance of currency, it may issue more currency for various reasons and thus cause currency depreciation. For example, during the financial crisis in 2008, the US government began printing money to stimulate the economy. The new currency went into the market and caused the dollar to depreciate, which shrank people's savings. This phenomenon caused panic and dissatisfaction with the federal government. You can find more details about the shortcomings of centralized currency in the bookie Courage to Act. Now that we understand the principle behind centralized currency like the dollar, Let's take a look at Bitcoin's decentralized characteristics. Bitcoin is not issued and maintained by a central bank. It exists in a decentralized network, which is composed of many individuals, and operates through a set of software instructions. In addition to this, the total number of Bitcoins is fixed. The original designer set its total number at 21 million. Because of its stable issuance volume, in theory, Bitcoin will not depreciate as there is no central bank that could overissue this currency. Then, if not issued by a central bank, how is Bitcoin generated and how does it circulate? Let's first take a look at how Bitcoin is generated. The process of generating Bitcoin is called the Bitcoin mining process by the cryptocurrency circle. This process is indeed very similar to the gold mining process. You need to install a Bitcoin mining program on your computer and keep it connected to the internet. Your and other miners' computers need to solve a very complex operation at the same time. This operation is called a hash function. How complicated is this operation? To put it simply, it is quite easy to calculate 2903 times 3571. You can quickly find out that the answer is 10,366,613 by performing basic math. However, it would be more difficult to find which two numbers product is 10,366,613. If the computer wants to calculate a hash function like this, it is forced to try the numbers one by one to see which two numbers product is 10,366,613. Running a Bitcoin mining program and using it to perform complex calculations is essentially the Bitcoin mining process. Many computers are mining simultaneously, but only the first computer to calculate the results can get the mine. Getting the mine means that this computer generating and obtaining some Bitcoins. Here, you can see that when many computers mine at the same time, the computing power of the computer plays a decisive role in the final result. If you want to mine Bitcoin, you must use a computer with strong computing power. The Bitcoin generation process also follows another rule. When a computer generates Bitcoin too fast, the program will increase the difficulty of calculation to ensure that Bitcoin can be manufactured at a stable speed. So, we have now learned how Bitcoin is generated. Next, let's look at how it circulates. Each Bitcoin has a corresponding Bitcoin address and private key, which is similar to a bank account's username and password. Suppose there is a user named Alice who wants to initiate a transaction to send Bitcoin to others. She only needs to match the address of the Bitcoin she wants to send with the corresponding private key to get a code. This code is called a digital signature and can be compared to a signature on a check. A Bitcoin with a digital signature can be transferred to others. However, if Alice forgets her private key, she can't use her Bitcoin anymore. All transactions conducted in the Bitcoin network are recorded. Let's continue to use Alice's transaction as an example. Let's say that Alice gave Bob 50 Bitcoins. As a result, the transaction information will be sent to all computers in the Bitcoin network. These computers will check the transaction to see if Alice actually gave Bob 50 Bitcoins. If this transaction is verified, it will be recorded in the form of a block in the public account. This public account is a database in the Bitcoin network and is also known as blockchain. Every computer has a copy of this public account, which records all the transaction history of Bitcoin. While not all computers are qualified to record others' transactions in the public account, it is here that computers must conduct a computing competition. Only the computer that wins the competition can record Alice's transaction in the public account. The winning computer also receives 50 bitcoins as a reward. So far, we have learned the characteristics of decentralization, the principles of operation, as well as the generation and circulation methods of Bitcoin. You may be wondering, why did someone create something like Bitcoin? Why is it appealing? When Bitcoin was first created, people who were dissatisfied with the government's monetary policies were attracted to the idea of decentralized currency. In addition to decentralization, Bitcoin has another advantage, which is its strong privacy features. In the 1990s, cypherpunks, activists who advocated for the use of privacy-enhancing techniques predicted that due to the digitization of our lives, it would be easier for the government to collect data from its citizens, thus putting our privacy at risk. When we use a credit card or online payment, every transaction leaves a record. Through these records, governments can quickly track our daily routine. However, the use of Bitcoin leaves no record. Although Bitcoin has a public account that records each transaction details, the records will not show the names of either party in the transaction. For those of us living in a modern world that lacks privacy, this characteristic is crucial. Besides, Bitcoin can be circulated worldwide with low transaction costs instantly, thus avoiding many problems of the current financial system. However, every coin has two sides. While Bitcoin's advantages are obvious, the disadvantages are also prominent. Although Bitcoin is not issued by a particular agency, trading platforms emerge to facilitate people's transactions. These platforms are usually websites that are prone to hacker attacks, malware, and network crashing caused by excessive transaction volume, which may delay or interrupt transactions. In the history of Bitcoin, there have also been frequent cases of major losses caused by network crashes. Moreover, Bitcoin is also commonly used for illegal activities, such as money laundering, which take advantage of its anonymity and lack of regulation. That concludes the first part of this bookie. We now understand what Bitcoin is. In short, Bitcoin is a decentralized virtual currency with a limited total amount of 21 million coins. Bitcoin users generate Bitcoin through the Bitcoin mining process. A digital signature can be generated by matching a Bitcoin address with a private key. A Bitcoin with a digital signature can be traded and circulated. Every transaction is recorded in a public account. But the record will not show the names of either party in the transaction. In this respect, the use of Bitcoin brings better privacy than traditional currencies. Other advantages of Bitcoin include its worldwide adoption and low transaction fees. On the other hand, one of its disadvantages is that Bitcoin trading websites can collapse for various reasons and cause users to lose money. It is also easily used for illegal activities, such as money laundering. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.